Hello, good afternoon, good evening, good morning. I hope your day is going stupendous. I like these short form podcasts. I consider them podcast drive-bys. I don't know. But either way, today's topic is on Germany's largest grocery chain rolling out AI AIDS verification tech. So apparently Germany has the greatest idea and epiphany to say, I'm going to go ahead and verify every single person's age so that the grocery clerk does not have to do this. So if you want a pack of cigarettes or maybe perhaps some alcohol or maybe perhaps some weed, I don't know. I'm making stuff up. I don't know if it's weed or anything like that. I'm making stuff up. But the problem that I have with this is, I mean, let's talk about the good. So if you have limited staff and that staff is busy with somebody else, then the age verification would be a good thing. At this point, there is no intervention. So with that being said, that clerk can continue helping that other individual that's struggling at the checkout, whether it be in line or perhaps at the actual station out of during checkout, then great. But the problem that I see with this, here's the bad part about it. The bad part that I see about it is that now you're using AI to verify age. And let me just tell you this much. People age at different rates. And apparently, according to this article, that it says 80% have been approved. So 80% of the age-restricted purchases were approved without employee intervention. So you're telling me that you're rolling this out for the simple fact of reducing staff intervention? Like, that makes zero sense. So let me just explain this much. The whole idea of self-checkout is to reduce staff as it is. And on top of that, you're also going to add in AI to then also have it where you don't need an employee to check. I mean, I'm interested to know your shortage. I'm interested to know how much theft is happening. And obviously, where they roll this out is out of all places at an airport. In Stuttgart, Germany, given that nobody's there is going to be stealing anything. As a matter of fact, you're kind of in an enclosed bubble anyways, waiting. And for anybody that wants to steal at the airport, it becomes a federal offense. I mean, given here in the United States, it might be. But why would anybody want to steal during that period? Obviously, there's an honor system, especially with these self-checkouts. But here in the United States, I don't know if you heard, but Walmart is reverting back to having individuals work at the cashiers. They're actually hiring cashiers. And what's probably going to happen is that there aren't going to be many people that want to work as cashiers. And I know when I was working in retail, one of the number one things that I wanted to do is to work the cashier, to be a cashier. But a good majority of those individuals who were working it, they were females, given that you might have one or two good-looking dudes that can work the register. It's just simple math. Instead, they have me as bagger. Wow. Go pick up carts, my guy. But either way, I disagree with all of this for the simple being is that you're looking to reduce staff, and then you're also adding another layer on top of that to also reduce that staff intervention in order to not make the wrong decisions and make the right decisions. I get it, right? Like AI is supposed to be implemented in pretty much everything, but you're not going to get it right. It's just a simple fact that you're not going to get it right. It's going to be old technology later on. I don't care what anyone tells you. I personally like AI for certain things, but AI gets a lot of things wrong. It hallucinates. It takes information and twists it up and makes it its own, and it is completely false at that point. It is by far a work in progress. I'm not saying that all AI, like ChatGPT, is a bad thing. But what I am saying is, why are these things being implemented? Obviously, it's for reduced costs, but does the reduced costs come at expense? So you have to also ask this question to Germany. I'm just saying, whoever built this AI-powered AIDS verification thing, is the AI more or less of a cost savings than it is to have an employee work this the register. How do I look at it? It says, how much is it costing you to have that service for AI? It might be built in, but long term. On top of that, how can you guarantee there isn't any theft going on, right? As you swipe, they might be swiping the wrong thing. If anything, if the theft plus the AI service is less than employing someone who's either part-time or full-time, so let's get back to that. If a person is full-time employed here in the United States, you have to give him or her the benefits to come with the full-time, but if it's part-time, then you don't. If it's going to cost you less, then so be it. I think it's a great idea. However, here in the United States, I think it's a really bad idea to have something like this. As a matter of fact, Walmart is looking to reduce that, to just say, I want my own cashiers moving forward. No one is allowed to go to self-checkout unless you buy into the self-checkout thing for $90 a month. I still have a problem with that. I still have a problem with this. I have a problem with this. And if Germany does it, then you know what's going to happen, right? United States is going to be like, hey, I sent you guys this thing you guys are doing. I think it's an amazing thing. I'm just going to do it too. I personally don't think it's a logical sense to go ahead and start implementing silly little things like this. I mean, I get it. It sounds gimmicky. I also think that AI as a whole still has a lot to improve. And obviously, it gets color wrong, right? Like if a person has lighter of skin complexion, it gets it right, perhaps. But what if you get somebody who's at a darker complexion? Then what are you going to do? It's going to say, no, you need to verify his age. Then you have a lawsuit that every single time that a person of color, let's just say darker complexion, darker to see, right? It just can't see. The camera can't always see what it sees. And eventually, the camera starts to deteriorate or degrade, whatever. What if the person is Asian descent? They don't age at the same rate as some of the Germans are. And given that African, Africans, right? Blacks, I guess. They age a lot different than Germans. They just do. Different things have to be played here. 80%, right? If this is 80%, then who are your 80%? I want to know. I want to see the catalog. I want to see how you guys are collecting this on this information. I also want to see the IDs that you guys are also validating this information to be 80%, right? Because I'm skeptical. I'm very skeptical on this because I also want to see that the person is, you know, face recognition, because that's what it is. Face recognize the age along with the ID. I want to see that. If the ID matches what they have for AI, then you know what? Good for you. I'm on board. But if it's not, then you're falsifying that 80% of what you had approved. I also want to know your rejections. Why were they rejected? Is it because of skin complexion, low lighting? Is it because it just couldn't recognize the person at all because it was too short or the person was too tall? Right? Those are things that I have questions over. I think it's valid. But for me personally, I think it's a gimmick. Just like everything else, AI versus ChatGPT, right? Delusional. It makes my job a lot easier to come up with content. It makes my life a lot easier when it comes to coming up with ideas and things of that nature. But other than that, I'm not going to use it for school. I'm not going to use it to write a memo. I can, right? These are the start of things that I can do with it. But I really do believe there's a lot that comes with this that I don't think this company is thinking of, right? Germany. Let's be real. But other than that, I want to hear your thoughts and opinions about this, just because AI is now being implemented in all aspects of our lives, given that we also had automation a long time ago. This isn't to be confused with automation. This is considered AI because now it's using artificial intelligence to recognize the person. I have to stop here. Other than that, I'll catch you guys on the next flyby. Bye.